Greetings, this is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got some crazy things happening up here at the ranch, and so I thought I'd go on and actually open up the lines for call-ins, but just talk about some of the things that have been unfolding here. We've been kind of on and off. We've had so many technical difficulties up here. It's just insane. We are getting hammered, by all kinds of situations. We had we lost our internet, and then we got it back, and then it wasn't working again. Then my computer got hacked, which was a Mac, and it got wiped out. And then I got it fixed, and then again, next thing you know, my hard drive is completely crashed on it. And it's just been a crazy series of events. So we went out and we got a satellite connection, thinking that that was going to be, the cream of the crop. That was supposed to be the bulletproof answer to extremely high bandwidth and everything else, and that connection is the worst connection we've ever had. It's unbelievable. It'll go really high, really low, just drop, cut off. You can't even have a conversation on Skype or Zoom or anything else with it. So we've been going through a series of events here that have been taking us basically off the air and out of contact, and we're doing the best we can to get back to everybody. I want to give a major birthday thanks for all the cards and the texts and the emails about my birthday. I haven't gotten to a lot of the emails yet because of the computer problems, and I'm still a few thousand emails behind. I'm working on that. So if you're not getting emails or responses from me, I haven't forgotten you. I'm not ignoring you. I'm doing the best I can to catch up and get back to everybody. But you might want to send one to somebody else, at the eSETI website. There's all kinds of other addresses. You can send it to, eSETIreservations@gmail.com is a really good one if you want to get a hold of me or get something forward to me. It's just been insane. We're having helicopters fly over the ranch here about five a day. One day it was 12, and we can't count even more than that on other days. And so, there's a lot of interest in the ranch right now, so things are really heating up. The chemtrails over the ranch have just been insane. I like triple layers of chemtrails. I mean, it's definitely the toxic death dumps. Now, I found out from other people around Washington and California, they're all getting the same thing, like triple layer chemtrails. So it's everywhere. It's unbelievable. The odd thing about the ranch here is we found out that people at McChord Air Force Base and other bases are actually bragging about how they've been spraying the ranch with some pretty toxic chemicals and to eradicate myself and eSETI. I think that's quite interesting because, unfortunately, the people that have said that, and there's been multiple people have been bragging about this, are pilots and people on a very high level. We're talking about colonels and things like that. Get a few, beers under their belly and a few whiskeys, and next thing you know, they're bragging. And I think their conscience is just spilling the beans. I mean, they don't feel good about what they're doing, and so they're trying to subconsciously figure a way out and maybe make amends or something. Hopefully that's so. If you don't feel good about what you're doing, you might want to just stop doing it. And hopefully the Oath Keepers that are in the military and in the other agencies will finally stand up and just say enough and enough is enough. I'm not going to carry out illegal orders, and I'm not going to participate in these toxic death dumps, is what they are. So I know I've had my I've been checked out by several sources to see exactly what I've been, exposed to, and heavy amounts of aluminum, barium, strontium, other radioactive materials. Things like belladonna and other really poisonous plants have been used in psychotronic attacks. I can go on and on. Pharmaceuticals, all these things. People ask me, did you have cancer treatments? And I said no. And they said, why do you have all these toxins in your blood? And I said, well, I think it's coming down from the sky. That's the only thing I can figure out. But pesticides, herbicides, neurotoxins. I mean, you name it is being sprayed. So, the guys up there that are spraying these poisonous concoctions, that are involved in this, I hate to burst your bubble, but that's called treason, and there are serious consequences for that. And those consequences are coming your way. So have fun with that when that comes around, because it always does. What goes around comes around. So you know, who knows how soon it's going to hit or when it's going to hit, but it's all on file. So have fun continuing with that program, because you're just sealing your own fate. Again, you know, it's just beyond ridiculous. I don't know who's calling the shots up there, you know, on the political side or things like that, but I guarantee you they're not human, because these are inhuman acts that are being perpetrated on humanity. I don't want to rant too much further on that, but it's just getting beyond ridiculous, and you know, hopefully people are going to start figuring things out. You know, Michael Murphy's done some wonderful movies on there. He's got What in the World Are They Spraying? And then he's got Why in the World Are They Spraying? Check them out. You know, go on YouTube, do your research. Forget about Wikipedia and these other organizations that are basically shills, you know, run by shills, because they're going to tell you chemtrails don't exist. And all you got to do is walk out and look up. If you want to see chemtrails, they're everywhere. They're all over the world right now. And if you don't believe they don't exist, you know, check it out. Now, one of the side effects of these chemtrails is the weather. And, you know, how many people are in droughts right now? How many people are experiencing serious fire hazards, you know, because of the droughts? You know, what's happening to the breadbasket? I mean, these farmers are all having serious problems growing food right now. So this is a eugenics program. You know, it's a major eugenics program, and we need to pay attention to that. You know, this is not anything other than that. So when you're taking away the world's food supply, and when you're spraying chemicals that are accumulative, especially the heavy metals and the other toxins they're spraying, there's no other, you know, reason for this. And so, again, you know, we can't really look up to these guys in high positions of powers, because they are not high. You know, they're about as low as you can get. So I don't care what rank you have or what you think, who you think you are and everything else. If you're participating in these things, you are about as low as you can get. You're at the bottom of the barrel, and you've got no honor, no integrity. And I think you should be seen as such and treated as such. So enough with that rant. But, you know, it's just getting old, and somebody's got to talk about it. You know, a lot of people have done blood workups, and I totally, you know, recommend that, to go have a panel done on your blood and see what's in there. You know, you're going to find that, you know, a lot of times they'll find things that they can't even explain, that they don't know what they are. But, you know, there's just so many different, you know, things raining down in these chemtrails, not just chemicals, but, you know, biologicals and things like that. So it'd be good to test and, you know, see what your barium count is, you know, and how much aluminum you have in your system and things like that, you know, because that's all accumulative. So basically we need to, you know, start doing some major detox, and that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get these things out of my system, and I'm using various methods to do that. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't recommend what to do. You know, I definitely do. I can tell you what I'm doing, but you know, I've gone down and had some work done in Mexico and other places that they don't allow here in the States, because it works, and use various forms of detox, everything from enemas to ozone treatments to you name it, you know, using all that technology and papini devices and magnetic kind of shocking these little creatures that are growing in our system. So, you know, there's a lot of different things we can do. And I've been kind of doing all of the above and seeing what works and what doesn't work, and using my own body as a little experiment. But I'm getting close to some things that are working, and I'll let you know later what I come up with. You know, I don't want to say anything until I have results. But I know the oxygen water, the Langenberg research has the oxygen water, and that's really helping with the process. Because there's a crystallized oxygen in the water, and it's suspended in a microhydrate. And whenever that oxygen touches a virus or a bacteria or even pollutants, they pop and they turn back into a crystalline form and become food in the body, which is amazing. So kudos to Langenberg water, because that's been keeping me going. I know that there's a lot of people calling the powers that were that are surprised I'm still going, you know, but you know, I just kind of keep going, and I've been on the edge, but keep pulling out of it. The I was trying to think about, there's a few things I wanted to talk about too. We had Clyde Lewis was just up here with Ground Zero, and we had an amazing event. And I don't know if you've listened to Clyde on the show talk about the East Eddy Ranch, but they've had some amazing experiences. And the past 3 weeks, we've had incredible UFO activity up here. Not only that, the mountain was just throwing off massive lights, and some were kind of green and bluish colored. Some were, orange and just white lights. But the size of these lights and the luminosity or the candle power coming from that mountain, which is 13 miles away, shows clearly that this is not a camper's headlight. It's not a fire because it moves. They move around at times. It's not a spotlight, because a spotlight you wouldn't even see 13 miles away. Most of them say it can be seen up to 3 miles, if you look at the package. So these are massive lights on the mountain that are moving around. And, they can't be anything other than an unknown object up there. We know what they are. We've identified them. But they have to do with the inner earth. And all, it has to do with Kenneth Arnold and when he saw the 9 ships fly over and land on the western slopes of Mount Adams, which is our front yard, basically. So anyway, it's tied into that. It's also tied into the inner earth as well. So we know what they are, but we're just calling them unidentified lights on the mountain that nobody can explain. We'll just leave it at that. And that way the debunkers can't debunk that. It's undeniable. But anyway, the mountain put on quite a display. It was just amazing. We had just one ship after another come over, and some of them were kind of a pinkish orange color, which was, you can tell these are not satellites because of their coloring. These objects were turning, some were powering up. They would actually light up the sky and get, 10 times bigger. And a lot of them were coming from the southeast, And these aren't iridium flares. People go, well, that's an iridium flare, and it's just rolling over, and the solar panels are reflecting the light, and that's your power. Well, not exactly, because we have Heavens Above and J-Tracker, and we can tell if they are the iridium flares or any other major satellites. So we've done this redundantly. We did it with Danny Dyer. We did it with Paranormal State, and they brought their computers out and verified it. We did it with Clyde Lewis. He brought his engineer out and the apps and was watching to see if these were satellites, and it proved that they weren't satellites. So, a lot of people just want to dismiss this and say, oh, those are meteors and those are satellites. And unfortunately, you got to use a little common sense and a little logic. I have people all the time send me, hate mail and talking about how there's nothing but meteors and satellites here. And one guy said, well, I saw about 80 satellites. I didn't see one ship. He was here one time, and I said, there aren't 80 visible satellites flying over the house. There's 1 to 3 visible satellites flying over Trout Lake at night, any given night, if you look at the charts. And so he just kind of, exposed his own character and his own ignorance by trying to say that he saw nothing but, 80 satellites, and he does his own little YouTube video on it. But right away, anybody that knows what's going on, as soon as he starts speaking, he just stuck his foot in his mouth, right up front. So we get that a lot. We get the armchair investigators, and we get the people that totally establish their character and their ignorance when they open their mouths and start saying these are meteors and these are satellites, when they haven't done their homework. They don't even know anything about the satellite system and observing satellites and the Earth's shadow and how all those dynamics play into the picture. And you got to factor all that in. So we know when the space station is coming over. We know exactly where it is. We know what it looks like too as well. And we tell people, nope, that's the space station. People get really excited when it comes over. And, they believe they saw a massive UFO. And some get upset when you tell them, no, that's the space station. You kind of take their thunder away. But, we want to keep it honest out here, because there's plenty of UFOs that come over and why mess it up by throwing a space station in there when that's basically what it is, the space station. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Clyde as well. Clyde was out here. It was, I think it was, I'm I remember when he came out here last. It was a pretty interesting story. I think it was the early summer. It might have been last year. He came out here two or three times. But one of his events, he walked out of the guest house and he had a juvenile Bigfoot run right up to him, skid, stop, smile at him, and turn around and run the other way. And it was amazing. It just blew his mind. He couldn't believe it. And luckily, there's two other witnesses that saw it. And it did leave a footprint where it skidded, but it when you looked at it, it was just looked like something hit the mud and skidded up and slid a ways, and it wasn't a very good print. So he didn't want to talk about it. You know, he didn't want to go on the air and talk about it. He said, nobody's going to believe me. You know, I really don't have any evidence. And I said, well, you got the other witnesses. So I went out at the back pasture there, and I got a perfect imprint of a Bigfoot, of his foot, where he walks around in the back pasture. And so I brought that to Clyde. So he went ahead and he went public, and you know, I sent him the photograph of the foot and everything else. So that was amazing. But these things are happening here. A lot of people are seeing, you know, some taller, some very large Bigfoots, but there's a younger one that seems to really be having fun with some of the guests here, and he chooses who he appears to. And I think they're very attuned, and they know who they can appear to, and if it's important or if that person is somebody that they want to connect with, they'll make sure and make themselves known. But you know, I've seen the guy, I don't know how many times. I've seen him about four or five times since I've been here. Haven't had any conversations with him. I don't really speak Bigfoot. I'm working on that one, but they are quite interesting. There's a guy in Canada, I guess, that talks to him, and Bigfoot talks back to him. And I've heard those recordings, and it doesn't seem hoax to me. It actually seems real. There's just, you know, the way it talks and everything else, and we've heard similar. But the one comes around here, and he does this sound. He goes whoop whoop like this. It's really funny, and he makes other sounds that I've just never heard before. And other people that have heard him out here, we know when he's around because he does his little call, you know, and lets people know. And so he's quite a character, you know. I would love to hang out with him, you know, and have my own little personal Wookiee, you know, to have fun with. But obviously, that's not in the cards right now. I think later on, when things calm down and we don't have as much military observation and other agency observations, and the place is really holding a frequency, I think we'll all be working side by side. We'll have Bigfoot, and we'll have the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, and you know, and Arcturians, Andromedans, and all the benevolent ETs will be, you know, working right alongside us here at the Stargate. And that's probably what's going on in the future. And basically, that's why things are such a threat to the powers that were, because, you know, you really think about it, that these beings have transcended war and disease. You know, they don't even have an economy. They've got replicators. They can create whatever they want. There's no manufactured lack. There's no uneven dispersal of wealth. There's no poverty. You know, disease they've taken care of. You know, there's no war. I mean, these are a total threat to the war and disease profiteers, which are basically what have been running the country for quite some time. And that's why these objects are such a threat. They also have fuelless energy technology and other technologies that would put an end to the oil companies. So, you know, then we wouldn't have to be drilling these massive wells and creating huge oil spills and killing all the wildlife along the coast and continuing in massive oil tanker spills and things like that. All that could be done away with. And same thing with the nuclear industry. Also is pretty upset about this technology because it means an end to their massive dump sites, which they get paid to make the mess and to clean up the mess. And so, you know, when you're getting paid to make a mess, you know, and clean up the mess, and you're not punished for making a mess, then the mess is going to continue. And that's why the mess has continued. And that's why we have the Fukushimas and all these other messes out there, because, you know, because it's a mess. I mean, whoever's running the show, we just don't have the leadership we need to straighten things out on the planet. But anyway, you know, I hate to be a downer, but I'm just telling it like it is. I'm not being negative. I'm not being everybody goes, well, what you speak, you manifest, and things like that. No, I'm just observing what's happening right now. And I'm also observing the solutions. The solutions are here. We have the solutions on the planet right now to clean all this up. The problem is we don't have the leadership, and we don't have the consciousness or the social consciousness or the group consciousness necessary to make sure the leadership follows, you know, universal law and starts cleaning up their mess and stops with the corruption, the greed, and the separation game. So I don't know when that's going to happen, when we're going to hit critical mass, or 100th monkey is going to, you know, decide, you know, that we're all going to wash the potatoes. But I think we are moving in that direction. And eventually people are just going to be fed up and not work for the beast anymore and not participate in these organizations and businesses and things like that that are, you know, harmful to humanity and the earth. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I think it's going to happen in the next 2 years. We're going to see some huge shifts in consciousness and in the way we do things here. You know, everybody keeps asking about the money. You know, when's this going to happen? When's the reset going to happen? When the reset's already done, it just hasn't trickled down yet. But, you know, I tell people, you know, the only thing I can tell you right now is I do know a lot of things. I've talked to a lot of people in very high positions. I don't really want to talk too much about that, but when you see treasury notes coming out of the ATMs, that's when everything's done. When you see the chemtrails stop, that's when things are done. And so, you know, when the chemtrails stop and you see, rather than Federal Reserve notes or treasury notes coming out of the ATM, you'll know the shift has happened and we're moving in the right direction. You know, eventually it'd be great to get away from a society that uses money, as most advanced civilizations do, and most of the ETs don't have a monetary system. You know, it'd be nice to get into a system like that, which really isn't that hard to do. But again, you have to have the consciousness for it, because we've been under the thumb of the Archon Network, who have been created the manufactured lack and the uneven dispersal of wealth and all of these things, and the hierarchical ladder of power and wealth. They've created all this, and we've been under the thumb so long, we don't even know how to operate outside of it. And we've just accepted it, but it doesn't have to be that way. So we need to start waking up and smelling the coffee and start creating a different tomorrow. You know, we can become sovereign, we can grow our own food, you know, we can, you know, get back to nature, get closer to nature, simplify. We don't need all the toys and all the fancy cars and all the other things that you think you need for self-worth. You know, those aren't necessary. So rather than have a fancy car and be in debt for the next 30 years, you know, I'd rather have a beam ship and not have to use roads or gas or you know, any of this other older technology. And we have that technology right now. Again, we don't have the leadership and we don't have the consciousness rising to demand that this comes forward. So, I mean, that's what these radio shows are about and these other shows are about, is to shift consciousness and tell people, you know, there are solutions. We just have to demand that they come forward and step up to the plate. And that's what this show is about. It's about empowering the individual, you know, informing the individual about what's going on, what's possible, and supporting that process. You know, we've got all kinds of opportunities coming up in the days to come, and major, major technologies getting ready to be released. And some are already in place. You know, we can generate all the power we need on water, and that's already in place. It's already being done right now. So, you know, all we have to do is create the system, you know, to run the dynamos, run the generators. We have the technology today to do that. And it is being done. When I get the green light, I'll talk about where it's being done and how it's being done. But it's already done. It's already on the grid. And we're already generating massive amounts of power with water only. So we don't need the nukes. We don't need the coal. You know, we don't need a lot of these things that are destroying the earth. You know, we can already shift right now with the technology today and get away from that. And we don't need the Fukushimas and all the other ticking time bombs waiting to go off out there, you know, that you're being lied to about. You know, all these reactors are leaking. You know, they're cracked, they're old, the pipes are cracking, they're covering it up, and it's just not healthy any way you look at it. So why create the waste and why create the mess and why have the potential meltdown when it's not necessary? And it isn't necessary. So, you know, basically that's where we're at right now. That's what we're working on, is getting this information out and getting these things out. And there are some of them already in place. So we'll let you know more about that as I get the green light to let that come out. Randy Kramer was really interesting. He was here, and Captain K, they call him. And we talked a lot about the technologies that are here and some of his sources. And he was talking about these total regeneration machines that you can regenerate, you know, a body. Basically, you just need a part of the body in it, and it takes your DNA and regenerates that whole body. But amazing technology. There's no reason for our troops to be coming home with minus an arm or minus a leg or minus whatever parts they've lost, you know, when they can actually put them in these regeneration chambers. And it's almost like a Xerox machine, making a 3D Xerox machine, but using you know, the materials to make up a human body. That's the closest way I can explain it. But you know, they can recreate whatever's missing, you know, and actually build it up and get it up to snuff. So it's a pretty interesting technology out there. And also, too, we have other technologies to clean up the planet. We have, you know, in the secret space program, we've got anti-gravity, counter-gravity, incredible technologies, both in the healing field and in the propulsion fields, too. So, you know, we don't need gas. We don't even need tires. We can tear up all the roads. We don't need them anymore. You know, we can have some pretty amazing vehicles, you know, in the very near future. All they have to do is release this information and release the technology. And they want to. Basically, the people high up in the secret program, space program, they want to restore the planet, clean things up, and they want this technology to get out. And so he's actually working on that project as well. So, you know, kudos to Randy on getting out there and speaking about these technologies and working on getting them out. It's really important that they do get out. There's a lot of other things that the workshops we had, and we did the ambassador training, which was amazing. There's over 60 people came to that. You know, major energies came in on that one. We had a very powerful group together for that process. And I wanted to talk a little bit about some other trainings that are out there, and to give people a heads up, they're being. I'm trying to think of how to explain it. You know, I don't want to mention any names or things like that, but I am getting a lot of heat from certain groups that are out there saying there are no negative ETs. There are, you know, everything is good. You know, just open up to anything, no matter what comes, welcome them. And that is like extremely, extremely irresponsible to do that. Because there are negative ETs out there. There are low-level contacts you don't want to work with. There are discarnate spirits. There are archons. There are beings that are not in your highest and best good. And so we have an old saying, just because you're dead and just because you're an ET, it doesn't mean you're enlightened or you're benevolent. And it's as above, so below. There are low-level things going on. We have natural protection around us. Our auric field is a protection. If we get really ill or sick or do a lot of drugs or drink a lot, our auric fields go down, and we're susceptible to these energies. If we invite these energies in without discernment, we can get possessed, and they can feed off of us, you know, in a predatory manner or a parasitic manner. And so it's very important to know who you're working with, know how to heal unseen negative influences, and you know. Open up your inner sensitivity, you know, be aware of what's going on. And so I've been getting a lot of flack from some of these C5 initiative people and these other things that, you know, they are just following blindly certain people, you know, in the field that are leading them in a very undesirable future, you might say, if you keep doing that. So, And you don't even know. I know people that I've known women that say, oh, yeah, I have a reptilian lover. And I said, try saying no. see what happens. And they did, and it got really ugly when they said no. So, again, you know, there's things that we need to pay attention to. We need to not just open to anything, and not everything is benevolent. And although the majority of it is benevolent, we have to be aware that there is malevolent energies out there, and they aren't in our highest and best good. And so it's very, very important that we learn how to shield ourselves from these energies and learn to say no, you know, and set, you know, stand in our own self-authority. You know, make a stand in your own divinity. You know, this is your vehicle. You know, this is your life. And nobody has control over that but you. This is your God-given right to self-determination and expression. And as long as you're not harming anybody else, nobody has a right to trespass on that. And, you know, that's basically the bottom line. So anyway, being that said, you know, I am getting a lot of hate mail and flack and emails and saying that statements like, oh, you're still in duality, or you're creating negativity by saying this. And I said, no, I'm just observing. And if you're not in duality, you wouldn't be here, because you would have ascended a long time ago. If you're not in duality, it's that simple. You wouldn't even be on the planet. You know, this is a planet of duality. And there's a lot of duality going on here in the third and the fourth dimension. In the fifth dimension, you move, you know, kind of more out of non-duality, and you're more into the higher consciousness and energy. But definitely in the fourth dimension, you've got duality. And the lower fourth dimension, you've got all kinds of things that go bump in the night, you know. You've got some pretty scary creatures. You know, you've got reptilians and grays and serpent beings and all kinds of things that prey on human consciousness and humanity. And so you better be aware of that and learn how to heal these unseen negative influences and move up into the higher planes. The middle of the fourth dimension is where most of your average people go when they cross over and they wait to reincarnate. And the upper fourth dimension, you have beings that are guides and teachers and things, but they haven't gotten off the wheel of incarnation because they have a belief in separation, you know, be it a cultural or religious belief or something. They have a belief in separation that keeps them out of unity consciousness, which you have to attain to get out of the fourth dimension. So anyway, there's all kinds of things in that dimension. And although they're unseen, they do have a emotional body and a mental body, and so do you, and they can affect you mentally and emotionally. So it's important, again, to realize, you know, are those your thoughts? You know, where are your thoughts coming from? What are you attuning to? And be aware of that, because if you're not paying attention and you're only using 10% of your brain, guess what? Who's in the other 90? You know, so anyway, it's very important to realize that. So I know I'm ranting on this one, but I definitely wanted to get this information out because I know there's a lot of people out there that are following some of these people blindly. The other thing I think I find it totally amusing is, why do we need all the bodyguards? I mean, I go to all these events. I mean, I'm speaking up. I'm talking about the Illuminati exposing all these things. I don't have to show up with 5 bodyguards or 8 bodyguards or whatever else. You know, I'm not showing up in limos and wearing suits and, you know, and being sponsored by, you know, certain people that probably shouldn't be in the picture. You know, I'm not rubbing elbows with the banksters and, you know, known Illuminati members and political people. You know, basically, you know, we need to take a hard look at this and see who these people are. There's a lot of controlled opposition there, and people are playing parts that they're just controlling the information. And so you need to pay attention to that and watch who they hang out with and listen to their stories. You know, I know some of them actually are all for eugenics. You know, they go, oh, yeah, we got to get the population down. And they'll speak openly about it. And when they do that, we ask them, we say, well, what about you? And they go, what do you mean? And I said, well, if you are a man of your conviction, then take yourself out, you first. And, oh, no, I'm too important. You know, I can't, you know. And, you know, you go, well, you're no more important than anybody else on the planet. You know, and so if you really believe in eugenics and taking people out and getting the population down, then start with yourself. And be a man of conviction, you know, show me your stuff, you know, or if you really believe that. But it's funny watching that process go on. But I mean, you really need to listen to this. You need to listen to the words. Listen, stop with the you know, the star power, you know, forget about it. Look at how they act behind the scenes. Look how they treat their people. Look at what they're doing in their real lives, and start using discernment, because things are not what you think they are, and they're not what they seem. And also look at their histories. You know, or have they come out of intelligence agencies? Did they work for certain factions? You know, what's their history like? You know, it's very important to look at that, you know, and see where they're coming from. If they do have a history within these agencies, and they're coming clean with it and saying, hey, I was there, I saw what was going on, and I want to blow the whistle on this, then great, you know, support them on that, you know, because they know what's going on the inside, and I think that's great. But, you know, if they're keeping that secret and they're not telling you, you know, who they worked for in the past and where they're coming for, I would use some extreme discernment, you know, in that area. We've got we're going to have some callers coming in here. We've got I wanted to give the numbers if you want to call in. We've got a few minutes left for call-ins, and I just happened to move my little call-in thing, but actually one of the numbers is 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. 530-762-2091 and 530-762-2093. So I'll give those again if you want to get a pen or a pencil and you want to write those down. We'll give you a few minutes to find a pen or a pencil if you want to call in. And I think this is the part of the hour where I'd love to start taking some calls and give us some answers. You know, you can tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods. I also wanted to say, too, is that lately we've got some amazing photographs. We haven't gotten them up yet, but we've got amazing photographs of light ships, undeniable light ships over East SETI. Just incredible. And, you know, some other videos that are coming up that we just haven't had time to process. Again, all our computers have been down. Everything's been down here. So, and we're just now finding the people that can help us download these videos and start working with them. So basically that's what we'll be working on here real soon to get these out. You can go to East SETI Stargate. There are some on East SETI Stargate on the YouTube channel if you want to see some of the videos. But we have a lot more that are just sitting, you know, there. We just don't have the expertise or the time to download these things and edit them and do that kind of work. We could really use some volunteers if you want to work in that area. We could also use some volunteers if you have expertise in hacking, you know, and how to stop hacking and find out who's hacking, you know, because we're getting these massive energy packets hitting us and shutting down our site, you know. So also our satellite feed is just getting hacked like crazy. So if you have some expertise in that and you know how to check that and block that or you know find out who's doing it, we'd love to get some help in that area. So you can send an email to the esetireservations@gmail.com if you've got some expertise in that. Or just go to the website esetti.org and send us an email and let us know, because we do need to start doing a little more security in that area and finding out what's going on. Because obviously, although we are putting out a wonderful message here and doing a lot of process-oriented therapy and healing work and things of that nature, it seems the dark hearts would like this to stop. So, but looks like we got Charles on line one. Let's see if we can bring Charles on the air. Charles, are you with us?
Hi, James. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Hello. And thank you for waiting.
Great. Thanks so much. I'm very impressed with everything that you always share. And we would love to get out to the ranch sometime. I'm intrigued by the healing processes that you have described, the clearings that you do. Getting out there doesn't seem necessarily the easiest thing for our family at any time soon. And I'm wondering if you do any of the healings in a remote fashion.
We definitely do, and they work just as well. And I'd actually rather do them remote because it seems to be easier on me to do them remote. I love doing the remote, and the people that we do them with, it's funny because they always say, okay, I'll call you right after the healing session. You know, I said, well, let's work on that tomorrow. We'll give you all the information tomorrow. And they go, no, I'm going to call you right afterwards. And I said, okay, but you probably won't be in any shape to do that, because most people just pass out after the session, you know,
okay.
Because they're still working on them, you know, afterwards. But yeah, they're very thorough. You know, we go through past lives. Okay. We clear those. We clear any unseen negative influences that are hanging around. And we go into the past lives that are important to you now, that actually are helping you or assisting you now, that you could, you know, tap into. And then we go from age one. Yeah, we go from age one and pull any blocks or patterns or traumas and clear those out as well, and then do an initiation at the end. So it's quite a thorough process.
How can we set that up with you?
The best way to do it, just go to esetireservations@gmail.com or go to the website, and you can actually see video of they brought in PIP technology, these scientists, and they filmed one of the sessions, and you can actually see the energy come into the room like a vortex, and everybody's bodies pixel out into light, and then we go through the process. So you heal very quickly and very gracefully when we do this process.
Beautiful. You've described it, and I've listened to it. I'm somebody over a lot of years just seemed to be clouded by thought forms that just seem to invade, and it's hard not to identify with them. And I heard you mention that a few minutes ago. You know, I'm using 10% of my brain. Who's using the other 90%?
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like that, and I'm a performing musician, and sometimes even in actual performances, I feel very distracted, and it's hard because that's my profession, and I can't be present because I feel like my mind's going all over the place, and it's been really debilitating through my life. So, you know, as you describe it, it really resonates that with me that this could be a process that would help me greatly.
Well, you know what happens is that when we do this clearing, you'll have conscious contact with your own made teacher and guide, and any times that energy comes to you, you can bring them in and alter that, and actually it's going to enhance whatever you're doing. So if you're in music, your music's going to be enhanced, and it's going to take on a higher nature. And you actually asked Robbie Williams about that. You know, he said, UK pop star, he came up here and was blocked. You know, he couldn't write, and he was stuck, and went through the process, and two albums came out of it, you know, right afterwards. So it definitely works.
That excites me. So eSETI reservations and
gmail.com. eSETI reservations at gmail.com. Just go ahead and Ashley will get back to you, and she'll sign up and set up the appointment.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I'm excited to speak to you, and I'm excited to meet you hopefully someday.
Great. All right. Thanks for calling in.
All the best. Thanks, James. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, well, I've been doing about I've actually done nine a day once, which I'm trying to cut back on these clearings because it does take a lot of me to do these clearings. And so I'd like to get back to about three a day or four a day, maybe at the most, just to get my own, keep my own health together and get my energies back up. But we are fitting people in, and we get to you as soon as we can. But we are going to be cutting back a little bit just because I need to. I've been burning the candle at four ends right now, you know, so I have one hat in the physicist camp. I have another hat in the global reset camp. And I have another hat in the UFO camp, and another hat in the farm here, you know, keeping the farm together and keeping the yaks fed and the chickens going and the gardens up and things like that. So I'm gonna have to slow down a little bit or get some good volunteers to come in and help out, and that's what we're moving towards right now. But it's just too big a job right now. Everything's expanding, it's getting bigger, and it's just hard to stay on top of things right now. It's getting a little crazy. We've again, if you want to call in, I'm gonna give you those numbers again. We've got a little time left here, toll free. You can call the 888-627-6008 number, or you can call 530-762-2091 or 530-762-2093. So if you want to call in and discuss, you know, what's been happening on your side of the fence, let us know, because I know there's been sightings everywhere lately. The UFOs are really coming in strong. It seems like everything's coming to a head, because the higher dimensional beings are here big time. They're showing us their ships. They're showing them everywhere around the world, especially South America and Mexico. The massive sightings down there are happening. And so there's a presence here. And I know they're evicting the malevolent ones. The low-level contacts are being evicted. And so there's a major eviction process underway. and they're cleaning up the grid, you know, and the old Archon network is being cleared out. So they're very busy right now, and they're working very hard on our behalf, you know, to keep things together here. You know, they think a civilization and a planet is a terrible thing to waste, you know, so. And the life here on planet Earth, there's 12 major star nations involved in the Earth terraforming project. And so the biological diversity in the DNA on this planet is like nowhere else. And it does need to be preserved, and we need to start treating it as such and stop, you know, destroying our environment, poisoning the air and the water and the land, and start getting back to organics and back to basics. But you know, again, that this has to be a move in consciousness, as the collective consciousness is going to have to wake up and just, and it is, you know, and start demanding, you know, things be done a little different, go back to safe and natural ways. A lot of awesome things. We're actually putting a aquaponic system together right now, and we'll give you more information about that. But, you know, we're actually taking fish and raising fish and growing veggies and everything else with these aquaponic systems, and they're indoors, so they don't have the chemtrails on them. So sorry guys, you know, keep spraying. It ain't gonna bother us because we're we're covered. Anyway, we've got Mary from looks like Arizona on line two. Mary, are you with us?
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Thank you. Oh, I had a chance to enjoy your event. It was wonderful, and I'm still holding on to that energy, that great energy that was there. But I wanted to share that I noticed that towards the end of June around Phoenix, the chemtrails started disappearing, not occurring as much. There haven't been any that I have seen. Maybe two or three, but they were taken over. The cloud, physical intelligences that are now everywhere in the sky that I see through the cloud formations, they're huge amounts. I've never seen so many every day. No chemtrails, and the chemtrails that do appear are overtaken by clouds that kind of turn them into elongated rain clouds, and we've had unseasonable rain. So this area is really being cleansed and cleared out, and that new wave of light, that first band of that new light, I saw it and I experienced it. Then I started hearing people on the internet talking about it. I said, yes, they're really here. So
oh, great.
It's good news. But I wanted to share a really neat little thing that happened my last day at the ranch. It was just a couple hours after the PPR session. I was sitting in by myself at the Sky Watch Sky Field, and I heard something really fast go behind my head from like one side of the field all the way to the other. And in my mind's eye, it was just like a white tube of light, but it was like 55 miles an hour. But when it got right behind my head, I heard meow, just like that. Just like somebody said, meow.
Yeah.
So I experienced the energy of those big lion beings that you talked about when we did that group meditation. But I hadn't really seen them, and I really felt like, well, they knew I was thinking about them, and they just wanted to kind of say, yeah, we're here, and how you doing? I don't know.
Yeah. They're very playful. Yeah. They're very playful, and they do things like that all the time, and just to get people out of their fear, and they are fun to hang out with. I mean, they show up all kinds of different ways to people, and they really step in for protection. When you need protection, they're all over it. So they're a good ally to connect with.
Yeah, you've got quite a few good allies up there, and I drew a picture of them. I'll have to send it on.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, his name is Tulanath.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got a name with that too.
I do hope you're taking good care of yourself. There's so many people that just love, love, love listening to your show every Saturday and depend on it, and just are sending you so much positive energy. I want you to know that. So even though you you may be getting some, you know, negative feedback. There are just, you know, 100,000 to one that are sending you positive.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I can feel it, actually. I can feel. There's a couple of people that did radio shows after the event here, and they saw what I was getting hammered with, and they felt really bad about it. They did radio shows, and they told people, hey, say a prayer for James. And I tell you, I really feel it, and my health's turning back around again. And it's definitely working.
Good, good, good. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling. And be sure and send me that picture. I want to see that.
Okay, I will. Bye now.
All right. Thanks for calling. Looks like we've got Donna from Washington on line one. Donna, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
I was at one of your conferences years ago, and at the end of it, we did this powerful meditation with Lisa Renee. I don't know if you remember Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And we pulled in all the feminine energies into, it was like right in your conference center. I just wondered if after that time, is it still anchored there? Has anything happened since that vortex was open there or portal?
Oh, yeah. Everything's been increasing here exponentially. The energy's really amping up, and it got so amped it actually pushed people out of here. It was, you know, because it's really growing up, and some people couldn't match the new frequencies. But, it's still growing here. The activity here, the spontaneous healings have increased. The ship activity, everything has actually increased exponentially. So, it definitely.
Yeah.
And also, I believe that was the one that we walked outside, and the ship flew right over the top of the conference building.
Yeah, after that, yes. That was
that was amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, we got
an
intention.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
Yeah, well, that was kind of an intention experiment, too, to welcome them, to have them come in, and they participated by flying right over the conference building. We have the video and the footage of that as well.
Oh, cool. I have to look it up. I haven't been able to get back up there, and I just wonder what happened. I've stayed in contact with Lisa Renee, but to me it was such a powerful feminine anchoring of the feminine on the land, which it needed to have at that time.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt very pleased and grateful to be part of it. And I just wanted to say hello and hope to get up there soon and keep on doing the good work.
All right.
You
thanks
really
for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're going to try to get through these other ones. We have a short amount of time left. We've got JoJo from California on line one. And Teresa, just give us a minute and we'll get to you as well. So JoJo, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me, James?
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey there. Thank you. And really enjoyed the first part of the show. Thank you for all that you shared and expressed. And I'm wondering, because I missed the ambassador training last month, I mean, is it going to be another year before you have another one, basically? Or you have any plans of having one sooner than, you know, next June?
Yeah, we have an awesome one coming up in October. And Tashina is going to be here. She's a wisdom keeper, Apache wisdom keeper, and she's actually do the best training with me, and she's basically got the Arcturian DNA and everything. It's amazing, but she's totally plugged into the Star Nation, so it's going to be an amazing event. So yeah, if you just go to the website or go to private invitation, eseti.com, you can find out all the events coming up. We've got Winston Strout coming up, and some a lot of really incredible workshops in the future. We also have Laura Eisenhower and Dr. Dreamer coming up here real soon too.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. Let you get to that last call.
All right,
James, keep
for
up
calling.
Good work.
All right, we got Teresa from looks like Nevada on line four. Are you with us?
Yes. How you doing, James? I listen to your show every Saturday, and I'm going to come up to the ranch when I can get a chance. But I just have a question. I'm really interested in these exoplanets that they're finding, and I'm really excited about the Kepler 252b that's supposed to be Earth-like. And I was just wondering if you could ask your Andromedans or Palladians if there's life or a civilization on that planet. It's so exciting that they found an Earth-like planet. I'm really, really excited about it. I'm just really, really want to know if there's a civilization up there. If you could ask one of your
I will. I'll check into that and see what I can. I'll see what I can find out. You know, this new technology they found out, you know, they know there's over 200 billion suns in our Milky Way galaxy alone with planets revolving around them. And then now they know there's 500 billion galaxies out there with planets revolving around them. And the thing is that we just couldn't see the planets. They weren't stars, you know, but all the stars have planets revolving around them. So basically, if you do the math and the numbers, I don't know why they're just, oh, we found a planet. I mean, there are billions of Earth-like planets out there that can sustain life. And they know that, but they just spoon feed us, you know, one at a time. You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know why they do that, but there is so much life out there, and the Earth has just been quarantined just because we're very aggressive and a little bit unconscious in the way we behave to each other and especially to other visitors. So there's been a quarantine here, but that quarantine is being lifted, and so we're pretty soon we're going to join the rest of the universe in peace and the greater family of man, and we're going to find out there's so much life out there that, you know, it's just beyond measure.
Well, this is so exciting about Kepler 252. I've been keeping up with every exoplanet, and I'm really, really excited about knowing if there's a civilization, who they are. If you can find out anything, it would be wonderful if you could let us know what you find out.
I'll do that. I'll look into that and find out. I can probably find out even who's there and how many of them. So we'll see what we can do.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's wonderful. I'll be coming up to the ranch soon, and I'll be calling for a clearing. So I really want to bless you for the wonderful work you're doing, and I'm meditating for your health every night.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for calling.
Okay, so I'm going to let you go to the next call.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're at the end of the hour, folks. Unfortunately, we've got to sign off. Thanks, everybody, for all the birthday cards and the healing prayers and everything else, and sending all that love and light to East SETI and the crew here, because we can really use it, because we are under the gun here. The pressure is just to keep everything operating going are immense, and we can use all the kudos you can send. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies, and keep that pure intent and open mind and loving heart going, and we're going to see miracles happen. Good night.